Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are begins Piska, which is the third line down. Piska, let's start a new topic. Lozubuvad, not only are does Krishma go until morning if you miss the midnight deadline, rather also Hekter Chalavim, the placing of the fats on the Mizbeach. They bore him and the limbs of Korbanos, which were not completely consumed but from during the daytime. Vachilas Pesachim. And the mitzvah tikkur Pesach mitzvah sachiyah umra shachar. All these things can be fulfilled until morning. Anatnin on Achilas Pesachim. We learned in our Mishnah that you can eat Pesach all night. However, there is such opinion which does not include eating Pesach, the eating corn Pesach all night. Mantan achilas Pesachim, who says you can eat the corn Pesach all night, like our Mishnah, Rabbanan. That's the Rabban all the way. Who holds what is forbidden to eat a Pesach all night? That means that if you miss Chatzos, you can't eat it anymore, which is really the way we're machmir. If you think about it, you know, we're machmir that way for our afikoman to eat it by Chatzos, right? Who holds it? Rabbi Elazar. Which pages do you have? Do you have Zayin or Manav? Okay. We're going to go against Rabbanan because the Bavli seems to hold that Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so therefore we're machmir to try and be yotze the opinion of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who told you you can't eat it after Chatzos. Now, if you miss it, then you eat afterwards anyway. Even in our day and age, we don't say, well, let's, you know, you get to go away scot-free. But preferable to eat it by Chatzos. Now, that opinion of Rabbi Elazar is brought down here. My time with Rabbi Elazar, so what's the Rabbi Elazar's opinion? Ma'amar kam laila, it says here, nighttime. By Korn Pesach, it says the shit at night. Ma'amar lahalon laila, it says by Makos Bechoros, it was at night. Ma'amar lahalon, just like there. Ma'alayla shenemar lahalon, just like the nighttime, which is mentioned by Makos Bechoros, was midnight. That's when the Hashem came and smote all the Egyptians. Afkan, so to hear Chatzos, when do we have to eat the Korban Pesach? By Chatzos. Now it sounds like it's preferable to eat at exactly the strike of midnight, just like Makos Bechoros occurred then, but obviously that's not possible, so therefore you have to finish by Chatzos. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amrei Bichuna. Rabbi Chuna said, "Vleisken, is this not true? Even by Vleisken Achis Pesachim, it's not true by eating Pesach. Afilu ki Rabbanan, even like Rabbanan, to Tanina, we learned Ha Pesach Acher Chatzos Metami Siadaim. Pesach after midnight, it's Metami that defiles the hands of anyone who touches it. Why? Because it already has a din of Nosar. It's going to be left over after." The Chatzos, after midnight, and we know that any leftover carbon is metame, causes you to be tummy if you come into contact with it. However, there is a distinction, even according to the Yushalmi's conclusion, that Rabbanan tell you to stop eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, there is a distinction between Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's absolutely forbidden, even to Raisa, to eat the Korban Pesach after midnight. According to Rabbanan, after midnight you're not supposed to eat the Korban Pesach anymore, and it's metame as yadayim, makes you come into become tum if you come into contact with it, but that tum is only de Rabbanan. It's only rabbinic tum and not d'oraisa. Be that as it may, this is in contradistinction to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta said that you can eat Korban Pesach even if you miss the beginning of the night, according to Rambam Gamliel, you can eat it for the entire night. Okay? Pisco, we learned. Kol ha'nechod, a new paragraph, new issue. Ha'nechod liyom echod. Everything which can be eaten for one day, of course, can be eaten for that day and the following night. Because we say by kachim, the night follows the day. Normally, in the Jewish calendar, the day follows the night. In kachim, the night follows the day. So therefore, by any eating of kachim, you have the night which follows the day. So kol ne'achoyim liyoyim echad, kachim kalim. Anything which can be eaten for one day, refers specifically to kachim kalim. Im kein, if that's the case, lamru chachomi, why chom say only till chatzos, only till midnight? Im atu oimer, so now that the Yerushalmi tells us an unfortunate but true psychological concept which applies to human beings. If you're going to tell a person he's got till Amud HaShachar, so of course, what does he do? He waits till the last minute. And he says, who's sovereign? He says, oh, Shalom Amud HaShachar. Must be Amud HaShachar did not yet occur. Nim Tzoechel Mischaev. So he's going to transgress the limit and he's going to become chayev for having eaten after Amud HaShachar. Mitoch Shadoimer Lo Ad Chatzos. If I tell you, or if I make a barrier, and I say, I'm only going to give you till chatzos, afilu ochel achat chatzos, even if he eats after chatzos, eino mischayev. It's okay. He doesn't transgress anything on a Torah level. So Rabbanon said, so stop eating at midnight. That way a person has a barrier, and he's going to, a buffer, I should say, is a better word. He has a buffer, he's never going to come to transgress this Torah. If you give Tavud HaShachar, wait till the last minute, he's going to transgress. This way he has to stop earlier, and therefore he's never going to transgress the Torah prohibition of eating the carbon after the allotted time, after Amud HaShachar.
To a certain extent, that's why Hadlaka Sneros is for Shabbos, is 20 minutes before.
Hadlaka Sneros, it could be. I never thought of it in that vein, but it's possible. That's why Hadlaka Sneros is 20 minutes before. That way, if you're late, at least you're not that late. Good point. Okay? Yes. Yeah. Well, since it's supposed to emulate Korban Pesach, so therefore we say, besides that matzah, Achilas matzah is linked to Korban Pesach. So therefore, at the time when you would eat the Korban Pesach, when there was the Beis HaMikdash, you have to eat matzah in our day and age. So that's why we have to eat matzah by Chatzos, by midnight. Okay? Says more
I just want to ask one thing.
Yes.
So that's the final word. You can still eat after Chatzos? After Chatzos?
By right, no.
I don't like it.
The Rabbanan, you can't.
Yeah.
The Rabbanan say you can't eat after Chatzos. Yeah. Okay? Mem.
But here you still, that's not what you said, though.
Just a minute. Yeah.
Meaning that if you're going an hour after a chatzos, you're actually falling into the buffer, but you're not really.
Right, you're not transgressing the Torah prohibition. That's what I said.
Here's what you're saying.
No. Listen again to what I'm saying. Okay. You're not transgressing the Torah prohibition if you're after chatzos. The rabbinic prohibition, you are transgressing. The rabbis created that buffer zone precisely so you don't come to transgress the Torah prohibition. Okay? So you're not supposed to eat after chatzos, mi rabbanan. In order not to come to eat after Amud HaShachar, which is a Isur D'oraisa. Okay, new issue. Mei Masai Nushma, new Mishnah. Mei Masai Kor Nishma B'Shachris. From when do we read Shma in the morning? Mishiyakim and Tchelsovin, once you can distinguish between blue and white. Rabbi Lezim Rebbe Tchels the Karton, between blue and green, which is much later, because blue and green are hard to distinguish. Ad HaNeitzachama. Up to sunrise. Rabbi Yoshua says, Oymer Adshol shows to get 3 hours into the day. Good thing we pass on like Rabbi Yoshua, right? She, why do we get 3 hours into the day? Because until then, Shekein Derech B'nei Melochim Lamo B'shol shows, princes, the sons of kings, rise 3 hours into the day, and therefore that's still considered Biku Mecha, while you're getting up. Hakori Mikan Veil, somebody who reads Shema, past those 3 hours, lo yifsid, you didn't lose anything. Karam shukar b'tari, like a person who's learning Torah. However, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema you do not fulfill. And the Mor is going to discuss that in very great detail. Kini mas nisin. This is the way to understand our Mishnah. Kinhi is like a contraction. Kainhi. This is the Mishnah. So is the Mishnah. Ben chelas sheba. Love on Sheba. You have to be able to distinguish between the tchelas in your tzitzis and the white in your tzitzis. In other words, it's between the tchelas, see, in the tzitzis. Eyes on example, visual aids. You see, it's hard. The tchelas of the tzitzis and the white in the tzitzis is much harder to distinguish than if you had to distinguish just between a blue garment and a white garment. This requires more, you know, careful discernment. So therefore, that's a later time, okay? And of course, I want to tell you, but nobody knows exactly when this time is. It's one of the things that's a great mystery in Judaism. Some people say it's an hour before sunrise. Some people say it's 50 minutes before sunrise. Some people say 40 minutes. Some people say 25 minutes. Ain't nobody knows what the earliest time for Shema is, which is the earliest time for Tallis and Tefillin as well. Nobody knows. Excuse me? Right. Well, it should depend how good your eyes are, but there must be some definitive time. It's just that we are not definite about when it is. So be that as may, the Gemara is saying, Kini Mastis, and this is a way to understand the Mishnah, but Chela Shabbat, Lulav and Shabbat. You have to be able to distinguish between the blue in your tzitzis and the white in your tzitzis. Ma Tamun de Rabbanan. What's the logic of Rabbanan? How do they know that that's the time? Because they link it, they learn out from the pasuk in which we read in Vayomer in the paragraph says to a tzitzis. So it says resem oso. You should see it. How do we dash the word oso? Minas sambuchlo. You have to be able to distinguish it from that which is adjacent to it, the white of the tzitzis from the blue in the tzitzis. My time, Rabbi Lezer, what's the logic, Rabbi Lezer? We say, so you should be able to see it, nikar bein hatzvuin. You should be able to tell it, but not it from the other members of the tzitzis, but rather it from similar colors. Resem also, you should be able to distinguish it from things which are similar to it, which means you have to be able to distinguish it from green. Okay? Tani, we learned b'sheinai meir, u'reisem osa en ksiv kan. It doesn't say you should see it, which would be proper grammar, because tzitzis is a female word, right? Enk doesn't say resem osa, you should see the tzitzis, ela u'reisem osa, should see it. What does that teach us? Magi, it teaches us, you call mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, anybody fulfills the mitzvah tzitzis, kilu mekabel pnei shechina. It's as if he receives or greets the face of the divine presence. How do we know that this is so? Or how is this alluded to? Magid, this is because until we know, Shatcheles, literally it tells us, Shatcheles domeliyav, the blue of the Tcheles is similar to the blue of the sea. Now here's one which throws you for a loop. I don't know how to explain this. Vayam domelasavim. The sea is like grass. I don't know how grass made its way in there. But no, it goes to Shemayim next. That's the thing. That's why it's difficult. Why are we throwing grass in the middle? Yeah, but we're talking about the color. No, we don't want it to be green. We want it to be blue. We want it to be blue. That's bad to say it's like green, because the tchelis is not blue. Most understands the tchelis are not that it's green, but rather that it's blue.
In Kentucky, there's bluegrass.
Yeah, I know, but Kentucky bluegrass, I think, is also green. Isn't it? I think most common yard grass is green. Kentucky bluegrass, I think it's really green. So in any event, Vasovi Domilurkia, the grass is like the sky. Verakia Domilurkisa Kovan, and the sky is like the throne of glory of God. Akise Akovot, oh, son of draft, what's going on? Akise Akovot, and the Kise, fascinating thing, this is not in the Bavli. The throne of glory of God is Doimel Sapir. Oh no. It's like a sapphire. What does it mean it's like a sapphire? So it's interesting that whenever we talk about something which comes from Hashem, so we say call it a sapphire. A sapphire, it's also the word sphira comes from here, because it's a brilliant blue light which has to do with that which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tichsiv, as it says, Vayera I saw vineil rakia shal rosh akruv. I saw that on the heavens, which are on top of the kruv is one of the angels which appeared in Yechezkel's vision, kevins appear like a sapphire stone, kemaret muskisei, and the sapphire stone was also similar in its appearance to the throne. So therefore we see that the throne and the sapphire are similar. This teaches us about how we are supposed to recall Hashem when we see the tchelos of the tzitzis. Alright, all this is talking about the assumption that we know when to read Shema from when we know to distinguish between tchelos and lavan. Achir Momrim, others say, resem also, when you see it, Kidei she'odom rochok mi'chaver arba amos, when a person is distant from his friend a distance of four amos, umakiro, and he recognizes him. In other words, when you can make out who your friend is at a distance of four amos, that's when it's morning. Rav Chista didn't like this. He said, Rav Chista Omar, kohadach da'acherim, like that which Acherim said, manon kayomin, what are we talking about? Im b'ragil, if it's your friend who's your good friend and you're very accustomed to seeing him, afilu rochok kama, even if it's much more distant from you, chokim le, you will recognize him. Chokim literally means wise, but here means you'll recognize him. V'im b'sheino ragil, if it's somebody you're not accustomed to, afilu korov le, even if it's closer than four amos, lo chokim le, you're not going to recognize him. So what kind of shir is this? Ella Kiana Kayomin, what are we talking about here? Berogil Shaina Rogil. Somebody who you're accustomed to and not accustomed to. In other words, he's basically an acquaintance, not a close friend, not a distant person, but a person who's somewhat accustomed, you're somewhat accustomed to. What's it analogous to? Kayilda Azile Lachsanya, like a person who goes to a motel or a hotel. Vasakitsini comes at regular intervals, like a traveling salesman. So you recognize him because he comes to your door, to your motel from time to time. That's the type of person we're talking about. Istani. There are a couple of other possibilities of telling how it's morning. One way of telling it was to say, when Tani, when your BA, who said, taught us, that it's when you could tell the difference between Bein Zev Lekelev, between a wolf and a dog. They're similar. So you need a little bit of light in order to tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. Another interpretation is Bein Chamor L'Arod, between a regular donkey and a wild donkey. And that also, they're similar. You can only tell the difference. We couldn't tell the difference no matter how much light there was. But in time of the Gemara, they could tell the difference. And in order to tell the difference, you would have to have some degree of light. V'istani. And there's another interpretation, which is one we saw already. Kidei she'erochel mi'chavera arba amos, that you should be a distance from your friend for amos umakir and recognize him. Hu boy meimar. Now, he wanted to say, hu boy meimar, he wanted to say, I'm not sure who he is. I think he is Rav Chista. Yeah, Rav Chista, right. Rav Chista wanted to say, who boy Meimar, he wanted to say, Mandamar, he who said that it's when you can tell the difference between Zev Lekelev, when you tell the difference between a wolf and a dog, Bein Chamor L'Arod, between a donkey and a wild donkey, he's Kimandamar, he is like Rabbi Elazar, who said in our Mishnah that it is when he can tell the difference between Tchelis L'Karta, between blue and green. In other words, dogs and wolves are similar, just like blue and green are similar. Okay? Uman damar kidei she'odom rochel mi'chaver arba amos makiro, and he who said that it's when you can when you're standing a distance from four amos from your acquaintance, and you can recognize him, k'man damar, that's going to be an opinion that holds you look at the difference between tchelos lovan, between blue and white. So these two shurim are parallel. Okay? Period. Now, even though he can say it much earlier, from that time, whenever that time is, and again, nobody knows for sure, but it's significantly earlier than sunrise. However, Avul Amru, they said, Mitzvasa im ha-netzachama. The mitzvah is to say Shema at sunrise. Kidei sheyismo gula litfila, in order they should be able to say the brach of Gal Yisrael immediately before Shmoneh Esrei, v'nim tzomis palo b'yom, and then you start Shmoneh Esrei immediately after daybreak. And that, of course, is Amar Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, v'an amris taima, and I have the pasuk for that. I, amris, said, taima the pasuk, yiro'u choyim shemesh, let them, they will see you, they will see Hashem, by davening at sunrise. Amar Marukva, Marukva said, who are these people who do this? Havotikin. The older generations, in other words, the people who are very, very meticulous in their observance, Hoyu Mashkimin Vikorinosa, they rise early and read Shema before sunrise, Kidei Sheyismu Cholot Filosa, in order to make juxtapose to that their tefillah, in other words, their Shmoneh Esrei, Iman Eitzach Chama, promptly with sunrise. Tani, we learned. Ava Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa Shisi Malach Baderech. It was a case which occurred when I was walking down the road. Acharei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I behind Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'achor Rabbi Akiva, and behind Rabbi Akiva, v'yu asuki b'mitzvus, and they were involved in some mitzvah. I assume they were learning Torah while they were walking, or they were going to do some mitzvah. V'igia onas kriyashma, and the time to say Shema came. Now the Mashbiach, Rabbi Sivitz, points out the remarkable similarity between this mitzvah and the mitzvah of Nagoda. In the Mitzvah of the Gora, we have the people who are Masubi in Bnei Brak, and they were being Masabi Tzias Mitzrayim, the whole night, until the Talmidim came and told them it was time for Shema. Here, too, we have the same thing. Rabbi Akiva and who else? And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were walking, and they were involved in mitzvahs, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda was walking with them. And Higia Onas Kriyashma, the time to say Shema came. Vaisi Shusover, and I thought Shemini Siashu, maybe they forgot me Kriyashma. So I have to remind them. So just like in Agoda, the Talmud came in and said Higia Zman Kriyashma Shul Shachris, he reminded them Vikarisi Vishanisi. I said Shema, and then I said it again, to try and hint to them, okay guys, it's time to say Shema. Achar kach ischilu heim. Then they began saying Shema. When v'kfar hoysa achama rashi arim, when you could see the rays of the sun peeking over the top of the mountain. They knew what they were doing. They waited. Why did they wait? Because they waited because they wanted to read the Shema just before sunrise, in order that then they could start Shmoneh Esrei immediately after sunrise. So when they say the Shema, when they saw the rays of the sun peeking over the mountaintops. And says the Gemara further, Adon Neitzachama, you read the Shema until Neitz, till the sunrise. Again, the same idea, Rabbi Zvadia, Berei Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, B'Shem Rabbi Yoina. He said, when is this time? Kidei she'acham o mitaftefes aroshi horim. When you see the sun, literally, mitaftefes means dripping out. But here it means that the first rays of the sun are coming up over the hills on the horizon. So at that time, you know, it's imminently going to be sunrise. That's the time when you read Shema, in order that you should be able then to start Shmoneh Esrei immediately thereafter, when you are right after sunrise. Okay? Rav Edi, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Rabbi Yeshua says,
if you're on flat land and there are no harm, you see the rays.
You have to gauge, you have to guess.
If you say over harm, that means actually someone on the mountain could already see it.
Right. This Gemara sounds like when we determine Nates, which is a big question, which you're raising. Very important question, Halacha. When we determine Nates, we go after the absolute astronomical Nates HaChama, which is sunrise not taking into account any elevations, but rather at sea level. Or do we go after sunrise based on the actual horizon, which might include mountains, which make the sun rise later than it would rise were there no mountains there?
And the sunrise being the first time you can see just the top of the sun.
Right. So the Gemara sounds like it's taking what's called in Hebrew Neitz Hanira, the visual Neitz, as opposed to astronomical Neitz. Generally speaking, however, most calendars give the astronomical Neitz HaChama. The thing is, I would say that Halacha doesn't demand of you that you be so exact that you know whether it's astronomic or visual. When you can get astronomic, then you can use astronomic. When you can't get that, visual Neitz HaChama is probably good enough, and that's why Chazal obviously didn't have these kinds of tables from the Naval Observatory in the places we get the information today. They went after the visual of the sunrise. Okay.
Someone stationed on top of the mountain.
Then they could have gone by that.
Send the signal down.
Yeah, they could have sent a signal down. As a matter of fact, in Yerushalayim, the way there's a luach from Made in Eretz Yisrael, which was made by Rabbi Tukachinsky. Rabbi Tukachinsky's luach was made. He used to get up every morning and stand on the tallest building in Yerushalayim, which is four stories high, was. And that is in Machne Yehuda. You'll notice that building, it has a sundial on it. If you ever travel down Rehov Yafo, I'm sure you've all passed it. If anybody's been in Israel, who's had to say has passed it dozens of times, and you haven't noticed. But in Machne Yehuda, there's a shul called Zahari Chama, and it has a sundial. You just have to look up in order to see the sundial. So the sundial actually, in that building, which was at the time the tallest building in Yerushalayim, four stories high, Rav Tukuchinsky went up there every morning for a year and took measurements when he saw the sun rise in the eastern horizon. And that's how they determined the Luach Eretz Yisrael at the time. Yes. Here? Yeah. Yerushalmi was made, was redacted in Feria. So I guess the thing is, so this is an earlier Maitza. This is Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva and Elazar ben Azariah. They could have been walking anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So we don't know exactly where they were walking. They're already up north?
Yeah.
You might know better than I do. I don't know. I'm not sure where they. We know the Rabbi Akiva. I know we have the mice in the Marcus, where Rabbi Akiva's walking, you know, by the base kochi, Akochi, by our mice. But you're right. That might have just been one occasion. Okay. Says a little further. Rav Ide Ravim Nuna. I'm sorry. I forgot to miss the heading. Rabbi Shomer Acho shows up to 3 hours. Rav Idi Ravi Nuna Ravata Baracha Bishem Rav Halacha Rabbi Yeshua Bishochiach. They say, yeah, you can pass that Rabbi Yeshua and read till the Shema till 3 hours in the day, but it's only if you forgot to read before sunrise. So the Gemara doesn't like that. Ravuna Maravuna says, Train Amoroim. There were two Amoroim. Charam Arbishokeach, and one of those Amoroim said, Ravide, that's talking about where you forgot. That when do you get the extra 3 hours? Only when you forgot to reach Ma previously. So one Amora said that to the other. They're anonymous here. We don't know which Amora said it to whom. But one Amora said it to the other, and the other Amora said, Charam Arbishokeach, one said, Shokeach, Akivle Chavre. So his friend responded to them and said, Chagiv means he responded. Akivle Chavre, his friend responded and said, Chiesh halacha b'shocheach. Is there a halacha which is geared towards a person who forgets? In other words, how would our Mishnah say, Acho shows, and mean that only if you forgot to read it till then, and not mention that? Can Rabbi Yeshua say in our Mishnah, reach Ma till 3 hours into the day without, and have meant it only if you forgot to read, so reading before sunrise, and not said something to that effect? Rather, kachu alocha. So he says, no. When Rabbi Yeshua said up to 3 hours in the day, he meant up to 3 hours in the day. So literally. The Lam Rambu Bishokheach, why was their later tradition introduced, which had it, that you only get up to 3 hours if you forgot to read previously? Why? For a similar reason that they made Kriyat Shema up to midnight during the night. So the person should hurry himself up, make haste, to read at the proper time. Okay, we're up to Chesam Rav. Tama Tanina. Are you missing Chesam? You don't have 15? Okay, do you have Chesam and Beis? Like, no, do you have Mr. Chesam and Beis? Okay, I'll give you that too. By the way, for those who came in a little bit late, I care called up the Gerer institutions in New York, and they're looking around to see if they have any Gemaras they can send us. So, but they're going to be small size, more business for Dr. Spindel. They're not going to be big size Gemaras. Okay, says the Gemara, Tava Tanina. We learned over there. Mafsigin l'kriya shma, you mafsig l'shma, vei mafsigin l'tfila. This is a fascinating law of Gemara. It really does not appear in the Bavli. And it says that if you're in the middle of learning, so you interrupt your learning to say shma, but you don't interrupt your learning for davening. Amar Rav Rabbi Yacha. Why is that? Rabbi Yacha wanted to say the reason why this is so. You're not on the right page? 15, Ches. Amar Rabbi Yacha, the reason why this is so is because Kriya Shema is Dvar Torah. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Torah told us to read Shema. Utfilo ain't a Dvar Torah. Tfilo is only the Rabbana. So therefore, Tfilo does not push off the study of Torah. Amar Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba said, no, another reason. Kriya Shema is minor kavua. Kriya Shema is a set time, up to 3 hours. Utfilo, and afterwards can't read it. Utfilo ain't zmana kavua. Utfilo doesn't have a set time. This requires a little bit of explanation, because we know that we have set times for davening. But so the Sefer Haredim brings down, the Rambam holds, so being Machlokas Rambam Maimonides and Ramban Nachmanides, if Tefillah is the right or Tefillah is the Rabbanon. The Ramban holds the entire responsibility of Davin is only the Rabbanon. The Rambam holds the responsibility of Davin is the right. However, he holds that the right, so everybody agrees that even if it's the right, so there's only a chiyuv to Davin one time during the day at no set time during the day. So the Doraisa chiyuv to Davin is set as once a day, but not at a set time. The rabbis came along and said three times a day, Shachris min Chamarev, and they have set times. But Midoraisa Shema's got a set time. Because by Shema, what does it say? B'shach b'chov kumecha, right? When you go, when you rise and when you lie down. So Shema is a set, shach b'chov kumecha applies to Shema, but Tefillah has no set time. So therefore he says, since Tefillah Shema is a set time, midoraisa, we interrupt davening to say Shema, we interrupt learning in order to say Shema. Since Tefillah does not have a set time, midoraisa, we don't interrupt davening in order to say we don't interrupt davening in order to say Shema. I'm sorry. We don't interrupt Torah in order to daven. Excuse me. Says more Am Rabbi Yossi, another reason, and this is really fascinating. Am Rabbi Yossi, Kriya Shema ena tzricha kavana. Shema doesn't require kavana. You don't have to have kavana to say Shema. Don't worry, the Gemara is going to ask you a question. Tefillah tzricha kavana. For davening, the sage one has to say you have to have kavana. So for Shema, you can be mafsi because you don't have to have kavana anyway for Shema. So you'll be learning Gemara and you'll say Shema at the same time. But for tefillah, you need kavana. So you can't learn and daven simultaneously. That's why you have to, you can't, therefore you do not have to interrupt your Torah to be distracted to say davening at that time. Amar Rabbi Mana. So Rabbi Mana said, ask Mr. Zuger's kasha. Kashi say kumar Rabbi Yossi. Ask Rabbi Yossi. Vafilu temar kriya shema ena tzricha kavana. Even you say this thing that Shema does not require kavana. Shlosha psukim rishonim tzricha kavana. We know that the first three psukim, Shema, Baruch Shem, and Vahavto do require kavana. So if that's the case, how can you say Shema doesn't require kavana? So says what I tell you. Min go, which is the same word in, we have in Babylonian Aramaic as migo. Since. Min go, as a result of, or since, the inu that they are tzavchar, not tzavchar is a word, I don't know the etymology of it, it means short. Since they're short, mechavon. In other words, you can interrupt your Torah for that short time and say Kriya Shema with Kavana and go back to learning. For Tefillah, either you won't have Kavana because it's long and you won't be able to focus on the davening, or we don't require you to stop learning and focus on the davening because it's so long and it requires Kavana over such great time. So therefore, says the Yerushalmi, for Tefillah, you don't have to stop in order to say it. For Kriya Shema, the psukim which require kavana are a small amount, you do have to stop in order to say Shema.
Tefillah
No, so the Yerushalmi does is not discussing that now. You're right. We hold that in tefillah also, the part which requires kohen is only the first bracha. I don't know why the Yerushalmi doesn't bring that down. But even if that's the case, it's still longer than three pesukim. That's the assumption. Requires more kavana. No, but wait. Let's see further, because we're in the middle now. Rabbi Yochum Shem, Rabbi Shem Ba'yachai says, Kigon Anu Shoski Metalmud Torah. Now, this is very important because Rabbi Shem Ba'yachai says, all this applies to me. So my, us, Shoski Metalmud Torah, that we learn Torah constantly, day and night, Afilu Kriya Shema Enonu Mavsikin. We don't even stop for Shema. As the Gemara is going to have a fascinating discussion why this is so on Omud Beis in a few minutes. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Gamay, Rabbi Yochanan said about himself and his generation, which was several generations later, and it was already Amoroim, not Tanoim. So he said, Kigon Anu, us, She'en Anu Asukim B'Toira, we don't learn B'Talmud Torah, we don't learn Torah properly, diligently, consistently, constantly, like was done in the old days. We stopped davening even to learn. You see what happened? This whole discussion which we had on the top of the Amud was in the old days when learning was learning. But nowadays when we don't learn properly, even Rabbi Yochanan's time, so then we stopped learning for davening. Okay? Dein kedaite, v'dein kedaite. And each one followed in line their opinion. Dein he, like his opinion, v'dein, and he kedaite, like his opinion. Rabbi Yochanan kedaite, this is a fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan followed this, his opinion from other places. Dom Rabbi Yochanan said, ulevai she's balel odom kol ayoyim. Rabbi Yochanan's mam shechosid. He said, halavai, a person should daven the entire day. Be great if a person daven the entire day. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds that tefillah is of very great significance, even to the extent that it competes with Torah. So he is willing to allow you to stop learning Torah in order to daven. Lama, why? Shein tefillah mafsedes. Tefillah is not considered to be a loss of Torah study. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai kedaite. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Now, by the way, we had this quote for Rabbi Yochanan previously, and previously when we had it, what it meant is that if a person has a suffix, if he daven, so Rabbi Yochanan held he could daven again, because it's great to daven as much as he possibly can. But he is taking a slightly different context, and he's saying, although it has a variation on the same theme, that it means here that davening can interrupt learning. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai kedaite. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai follows a lot of reasoning, which is known for us from another place as well. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Amar. Shimon bar Yochai said, "Ilu avinu koyim al tur the Sinai. If I were at Mount Sinai, b'shaita disyoyev Torah lishon on Torah is given to Am Yisrael, and that was a time, a singularity in history when one could have changed the entire makeup of the world." So I would have asked Hashem the following. I would have asked before God that there should be created for a human being two mouths, one to toil in Torah, one for the rest of his usage, for the rest of his needs. Now again, this is brought down in the Bavli, but there means something else. In the Bavli, when it brings down this quote from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, what it's taken to mean is that a person misuses his mouth for so many things, he should have another mouth for holy things. That's how it's understood in the Bavli. But here in the Yerushalmi, it's understood to mean, why do you need two mouths? Because with one mouth we'll learn, and with the other mouth we'll daven. But it's not suitable to interrupt Torah in order to daven. So therefore we need to know, as Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, halavai we should have been created with two mouths, one for Torah, one for tefillah. Now that we only got one mouth, we're certainly not going to interrupt for davening. We'll keep learning, we're not going to daven. That's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's original opinion. Chazarman, then he retracted a little bit. He said, you know what? In Chad, the truth is, I would not have asked for two mouths. Because look, in Chanu, now that we have one, we're not, the world cannot restrain itself, cannot withstand itself today from speaking Lashon Hara. Now that we have one mouth, we don't use it exclusively for holy things, we speak a lot of Lashon Hara with it. You'll have a train if we had two. Allah is kav and kav, double the amount of Lashon Hara. So everyone says, Rishim Ha'chai, it's good that God only gave us one mouth and not two. I'm Rabbi Yossi Kumar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, I see to Rabbi Yochanan. Doubt Rabbi Yochanan said we stop in order to daven. That goes to Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya. It goes to Rabbi Chai ben Akavya. The Tani we learned, Kaisve Tfilin, so it's for him. Those are Rabbi Yisifei Torah, Tfilin, Mezuzos, Mavsikin, they interrupt the Kriyashma. They interrupt to say Shema. They Mavsikin the Tfilin, they do not interrupt to daven. Okay, that's the first opinion. The second opinion is Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Omer Kishem Shemavsikin LeKriyashma, just like they interrupt for Shema, Kach Mavsikin LeTfila, so too they interrupt for Tfila and for Tfilin Ulashar Kol Mitzvah Seil Shel Torah and for any other mitzvah of the Torah. So we hold Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya hold the same thing. Obviously, they hold when one interrupts the mitzvah one is doing, either whether it be learning Torah or writing Torah in order to daven. Now, Rabbi Isaiah, fascinating Gemara. Get ready for this one. Ask the Gemara. V'lo moda Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Wait a minute. Does Rabbi Shimon Yochai concede Shemav Sikin Lasos Sukkah Lasos Lulav? Fascinating thing. The Gemara asks, according to Shimon Yochai, don't you stop learning to make a lulav or to sit in a sukkah? Of course you do, says the Gemara. Why is that? The late slater Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai hold halomin almanas lasos? You gotta learn Torah in order to do mitzvos. V'lo halomin shelo lasos. You can't learn Torah not to do mitzvos. Torah can't just be theoretical. Shalom et shalom lasso, somebody learns without intent to practice. Noach lo shalom nivra. Would it be better for him not to be created? Vam Rabbi Yochanan also said, Halom et shalom lasso, somebody who learns and without the intent to do, Noach lo would have been better for him. Il nefcha shal yaso apara, where his feet is still a bit aborted, literally turned on its face, lo yaso may even not have come out. So now I want to tell you something amazing. In the Yerusha Bavli, it says that it's the same quote. Noach lo ilu lo nefcha shal yaso apara. It says about somebody who doesn't learn lishma. Somebody doesn't learn for the right reasons. So we see here that the Yerushalmi equates learning lishma with what? What is Yerushalmi called turning learning to lishma? Learning Torah what they could intend to do. So it's a dualish, and that's what the Kotzker said, a very interesting thing about that. The Kotzker Rebbe said, what does Torah Lishma mean? It means Torah Kishma. Torah like its name. The full official name of Torah is Torah Schaim. What does Torah Schaim mean? Torah means an instruction manual. Hurrah! A manual. So the Kotzker said, Torah means the Torah Schaim, it's the instruction manual for life. So therefore, Torah Lishma means Torah as it's learning Torah in order to do. Surely he concedes that you stop learning Torah in order to make a sukkah, in order to make a lulav. So the Gemara gives us such a fascinating answer here, Rabbi Yitzchak. Time in Rabbi Shimon Yochai, the logic of Rabbi Shimon Yochai is as follows. And here the word time means logic. Look at this. Zeshinun v'zeshinun. Learning Torah is a mitzvah which one does with one's mouth. It's a verbal mitzvah. Reading Shema is a verbal mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. Ve'ein mevatel shinu ibnei shinun. Yitzhak Shemichai, it's the same mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. So why would you stop doing learning in order to do Shema? Of course, for a practical mitzvah. Like sukkah, like lulav, you stop learning Torah for that. But here they're both verbal mitzvahs. So neither verbal mitzvah takes precedence over the other. Therefore, if I'm learning Torah, so I don't have to interrupt Torah in order to say Shema. It's a beautiful svara. So now, V'atanina says, wait a minute. Don't pull a fast one over us like that. V'atanina, did we learn in a Mishnah? Hakori mikan ve'elach, somebody reads after 3 hours. He didn't lose anything because he's learning. It sounds like that when is it Kriya Shema equivalent to Divrei Torah? Only after the time, only after the 3 hours. But before those 3 hours, Habo Nasa, sounds like within the first 3 hours, Chaviva mi Divrei Torah. Sounds like it's better than Divrei Torah. So how can you say, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that it's Torah? The Mishnah says, when is it only Torah? After 3 hours. Before 3 hours, it's better than Torah. Says, well, no. Hehe. It's the same. It's Torah before the 3 hours and Torah after 3 hours. And Amar Rabbi Yudot, this is a continuation of the Gemara's answer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Ayedei Shoyotot Divrei Torah, Lefichoch Eino Chaviva Yotzei Medivrei Torah. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, he was constantly involved in Torah. Torah was his whole life. So it's true that sometimes you can say, for some people, certain types of Torah are more precious than other types. We have such a principle. Lo Amayim Eino Dom Loime Amokum Shliba Chav. Person supposed to learn the type of Torah which appeals to him. However, for such a person, we can say that for a person whom certain parts of Torah are good, are better for him, certain parts of Torah are less interesting for him. So for him, we can say Kriya Shema has the ultimate chavivus. So you stop learning other types of Torah in order to involve Sefer Shema, which is the most precious Torah. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the entire Torah was equally precious, whether it's Shema, whether it's anything else. So therefore, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there was no reason to stop learning other Torah in order to say the Torah of Shema. That's what the Gemara means. By Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, hehe, they're both on the same level. Now says the Gemara, that's one answer. Av Rabbi Abba Mori, lo. No. Well, the lo goes at the end. Said Rabbi Abba Mori gives another answer. He says lo tanina. And I got a better answer for you. And this is really an amazing answer. Says lo tanina. Look at the Mishnah. Didn't we say in the Mishnah Ela ke adam shukori b'tora after you're finished. After the 3 hours are over, and if you only reach Shema, then it's like learning Torah. Korei b'Torah. What's Korei b'Torah? Like Tanakh. Habonasa. When it's at the right time. What? How is it defined as being more precious? It's commission. In other words, after 3 hours, it's only like learning Chumash. Before 3 hours, it's like learning Mishnah, which is a higher madrega. So that's why we say, oh, it's better, the Shema is chaviv, especially precious, because Shema at the right time is higher than Stam Chumash, it's like Mishnah. Afterwards, it's only like learning Chumash, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Now, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kedaitei, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this is the way to understand it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds, okay, fine. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds that during its time, it's Mishnah. I'm learning Mishnah, so I don't have to stop. Right? Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I'm learning Mishnayis. I don't have to stop. Certainly afterwards, I don't have to stop. Afterwards, we don't have to stop, bro, because he says, he holds that learning Chumash is bichlal on a much lower madrega than Mishnayis. But even when it's Mishnayis, it's no better than the type of Mishnah which I'm learning otherwise. So if I don't have to stop. Okay? Now, Rabbanan, Avdei Mikro Kemishnah. However, Rabbanan, they, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, also are consistent with their line of reasoning in other places. Right? Rabbanan were not prejudiced against Chumash. They held Chumash is just as good as Mishnah. So therefore, it must be that during the time that Shema, within the first 3 hours, Shema is even higher than Mishnah. And that's why you stop learning in order to say Shema. Again, let me even say it outside. It's very nice. It works very beautifully. I'm just not expressing it well enough. If you hold like a Shimon Bar Yochai, and it says that learning Torah, reading Shema after 3 hours is like learning Chumash. That means that it must go up a notch during the 3 hours. What's notch goes up to? Mishnah. Okay? Well, reading Shema is like Mishnah. I'm learning Mishnahis. He's a Tana. He's creating the Mishnahis, right? So therefore, by him, it's the same thing. Reading Shema, making and learning Mishnahis, I don't have to stop. Like Rabbanan, wherever Rabbanan wrote, Chumash and Mishnah are the same. So therefore, if after 3 hours, it's Kikari B'Torah, it's as good as Chumash and as good as Mishnah. So that must be during the 3 hours, it's on a higher Madrega than Mishnah. We don't know what that pedestal is exactly, but we know it's a higher pedestal than Mishnah. That's a Rabbanan hold. During the 3 hours, you have to interrupt your learning Mishnah in order to say Shema. Okay? So everything works out very beautifully and consistently. See, that doesn't apply, but the Osek Mitzvah, the Potter Mitzvah does not apply by Talmud Torah. Because of what we said in Amun Aleph. Right? Because God, you have to be Loimin Amun Aslaso. Any other mitzvah, which is a practical mitzvah, you don't interrupt to do another practical mitzvah. But Torah, precisely because it has the element of amnas lasos, so therefore when it's theoretical, you interrupt in order to do a mitzvah. But it's only to do a mitzvah. That's why it doesn't apply here, where they're both verbal mitzvahs. Okay, so also mitzvah, but the mitzvah doesn't apply here to a sukkah at all. That you would do. To interrupt to build a sukkah, yes. Because that's amanas lasos. But not verbal to verbal. Not, that's why we have a whole discussion. Whether there's some way we mechayiv you to stop learning in order to reach Shema. And we only can mechayiv you, says the Gemara, according to Rabbana, who hold that real saying Shema is somehow on a higher pedestal than learning Torah. Yes. The first three psukim. The first three psukim. Not the whole thing. No, I shouldn't say that. I take that back. I apologize. V'ahavta and v'yom shmo, the first two parshiyos.
Right.
Right. I was thinking perhaps to say the same thing, that maybe when we say that Chavivus, the Shem Melchai, all of Torah was Chaviv, it's because all of his Torah was that kind of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvot, which we have in Shema. It's possible to say that's the Pshat in the Chavivus. Okay.
To save soul,
pikuach nefesh. Yeah, but that's a different category because that's a very special mitzvah.
But could we interrupt your saving soul?
Of course, that's a completely different level.
So if we don't interrupt, yeah. Is that
same? Yeah, but not because of the same reason which Gemara is discussing now. All right, let's go further. We have 5 minutes left. We have to go a little bit quicker. No, we don't have to go quicker. Let's finish. Beishamai says, "Erev kol adam yatu v'iku." Beishamai holds at night. It says, "Beshoch b'chay." You got to lie down and reach ma. Baboker yamdu. In the morning, you have to stand up and reach ma. Because shneamar b'shoch b'chay says you lie down kumecha, and they took it literally. Ubeisil omrim no. Let's not be that literal. Kol adam kor b'daka. You read no matter which way you find yourself. Shneamar, as it says, b'shitcha v'isecha, when you're sitting in your house. And as you're walking, so you can be sitting, walking, it doesn't matter. So why does it say b'shoch b'chov kumecha? Ella, only to teach us b'shoch b'nei adam, b'shoch b'shoch b'nei adam ma'amdim. Teach us the times of day when you say it. When do you say Shema in the morning? When you get up, when you go b'kumecha, when you say Shema in the evening, b'shach b'cha, when you lie down. How the Beis Hillel, so says more, you know, Beis Hillel's got a good point. How the Beis Hillel, if you go like Beis Hillel, mekayim train kroin, we fulfill those two psukim of shidcha v'selch v'lechcha v'aderech, which means when you're talking, when you're sitting, when you're walking. But mekayim in the Beis Shammai, what did Beis Shammai do with these two psukim? Says more, I tell you, and this drush is in the Bavli as well. When you're sitting in your home, prat loisik mitzvahs. That tells us that oisik mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. If you're involved in another mitzvah, you don't have to read Shema. Because it's only when you're sitting at home, when you're not doing anything, so to speak. When you're going on the way, that teaches prat l'chosan. As the Bavli tells us, a chosan, he's too distracted. If you're walking on the road, so he tells you, stop. Get non-distracted and reach ma. But if you're a chosan, you're too distracted by the marriage that you can't, by the impending marriage, that you can't, you know, so therefore we say, you don't have to reach ma. Now, Tani, we learned to the Brisa. Maisa, there was a story, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, they were sitting, they were in one place. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mutar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was reclining. Rabbi Shmuel was standing upright. He is my Kriya Shema. So the time came to say Shema. Niskaf Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he fulfilled this in the morning. So Rabbi Elazar stood up and he said Shema. At the same time, he told Rabbi Shmuel laid down and said Shema. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he said to Rabbi Shmuel, you know what you're like? You are like, and this is obviously a colloquialism, which was common in those days. Omer, you're like le'echor min hashuk. You're like somebody who says to another person in the marketplace, Malchaz koncha meguda, why do you have such a long and splendid beard? And the other guy answers him, V'omer yekenei mishchisim, I grew it in order to shave it off. It's in order to now take it to the barber. So in other words, you had something good in your hands. You wasted it. In other words, you were already standing up. Why did you lie down? You wasted a good thing which you had. So Anisha, that's how he finishes and says, Anisha, you see, Muta, I was lying down, he's kafti, I stood up. Atosha Isa Zaku, you're already standing, he takes so you lie down. Why'd you do that? So he said, Aton is kafto kedivrei Beis Shammai. You stood up, you did like Beis Shammai. Vani teisi kedivrei Beis Hillel. I lie down in order to show that you're wrong. And lachas nali Beis Shammai, you don't stand up, rather you lie. You don't go into that position of lying down or standing up. You read as you find yourself. So therefore, I lie down, even though it's the morning, in order to show that you don't have to stand up to reach my. Davar acher, no interpretation, which really is the same thing. Shlo yiruni ha-talmidim, that the student shouldn't see me following, lying down. V'yasu alocha keva k'divish Beis Shammai. And let's say alocha k'divish Beis Shammai. So therefore, that I stood up in order to make sure that people, that I lie down in order to make sure that people wouldn't get an impression. Rabbi Tarva said, Anesi Baba Derech. I was once coming on the highway. Fitesi, and I lay down. Likro Kriyashma, Kliver Likro, it was nighttime. I lie down to reach Kriyashma like Shmei Shammai. Fiskan Ratsiv Nehalistim. I got in trouble because the bandits almost came and killed me. But, well, I was lying down there in the forest, so the bandits came. Amru, they said to him, Kidaya Yisil Chubatzbucha. It was suitable that you get in danger. Sharvata Diver Bitzil, because you transgressed the words of Basilah. Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochan. The friends, the chevra, the Amoraim Sadei Rabbi Yochan, Dodim Divrei Soifrin. More precious are the words of the Rabbanan LeDivrei Torah. The words of the Rabbanan are precious to the Torah, the Chavivi KeDivrei Torah, and they are precious like the Torah. It says Chicha, your palate. In other words, Torah Shmapeh, Kiyayin Tov is like the good wine. So therefore, the words of Chazal are precious, and the Torah itself loves the words of Chazal. It says that that which is Torah Shmapeh is like the Torah Shmiksav. Shimon Bar Vos, the name Rabbi Yochanan. Dodim divrei Torah, divrei Sof, divrei Torah. The words of the rabbis are precious to the words of Torah. The chavivin yoitzim divrei Torah, and even more precious than the words of Torah. Ki toivim dodecha miayin. The love which Am Yisrael manifests in its learning of Torah is more precious than wine. Rabbi Bar Bar Cohen b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said, "Teilucha, you should know shechavivin divrei Sof, divrei Torah. That the rabbanans are more precious than divrei Torah. Shrabbi Tarfon." This is a fascinating proof. Rabbi Tarfon, illokara. Were he not to have read Shmato, loya over and above, would have only transgressed the mitzvah. right? You would have missed Shema. By going against the words of Beis Hillel, he's chayiv misa. He was chayiv the death penalty. He was almost put to death. Al shem who parades together the yishchenu nachash, like it says, a person who breaks the fence, he'll be bitten by a snake. So he put himself in danger by doing this, and therefore he's lucky that he didn't get killed on the spot. So we see that the words of the rabbis are even more dangerous and more precious than the words of Torah themselves. We'll stop here for this evening.